Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty. Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. So, my producer, who is a wonderful human being, has taught me something new. There is a acronym, and you'll have to forgive me. I am not cool. At one point in my life, I might have been, but now I'm old, and I'm a dad, and I'm a husband. And you know, generally, when people send me emojis or the acronyms, you know, that everybody's using, the short in the text, you know, I have to look them up or ask my kids or ask someone, because I never know what it means. There's a new acronym out there. I don't know if it's new, or maybe it's just new to me because I'm old, but BDE. If you don't know what BDE stands for, you can look it up yourself. But I think it ties in with toxic masculinity. And I got a boot out of this because my producer informed me about this, and I was commenting on some things, and another gentleman was commenting on some things. She's like, well, he had some BDE right there. And I said, well, what the hell's BDE? Well, so anyways, BDE. So we're talking some BDE because there's some of that going on. And I've got a guy who I've decided I really like, Evan McMurray. Now, I literally know nothing about Evan McMurray. I know nothing about his politics. I know nothing about him in any way, shape, or form. But what I do know is that a reporter asked Evan McMurray, says, you put yourself in a pretty public position opposing the person that could be the speaker. Are you worried about retribution? And, not Evan McMurray, Byron Donalds. I'm sorry, Rep. Byron Donalds. Evan McMurray posted this. But Rep. Byron Donalds responded by saying, man, I'm 6'2", 275. I'm not worried about that. So I like Evan McMurray for posting this, but I like Rep. Byron Donalds, who I didn't even know his name. Never heard of this guy, but I know I like him, at least on some levels. Now, maybe his politics are terrible. Maybe he's a terrible politician. I don't want to hear about it if he is. I don't care enough to know that. What I do care about is, Rep. Byron Donalds is apparently a guy who's got some, according to my producer, BDE. And I think that's a super important thing. We need more of that. We need more toxic masculinity. Boebert has some of that, I mean, which is interesting, but it doesn't really matter right now, right? You don't have to be a male to have BDE. And this is something we really got to delve into, because BDE is something that seems to be more common in the ladies today than the men. Most of the men seem to be spineless snowflakes. And so if we want to find BDE, ironically, we have to go to the ladies. Now, the question would be, naturally, does this apply to ladies who have penises, or is this only ladies who are actually ladies? And I don't really know that. Carrie Lake, BDE, right? I mean, you're just very willing to fight. So I don't think necessarily that BDE has to be a male trait, even though I suppose it's probably tied in some way to toxic masculinity. But I think we need a college professor who's majored in some sort of hate study or toxic masculinity or gender studies. I think that's a thing now, right? You can study genders, which apparently there's enough different genders now that it's something that warrants its own field of study. And so, but we have BDE occurring, and it's occurring quite a bit. It's been occurring quite a bit with these guys who are working on the speaker thing, right? The speaker thing. I mean, McCarthy, well, lost a few of them, right? Lost just a few. Meanwhile, everybody and their brothers attacking these guys who were just standing for freedom, right? Standing for what they believed in. You know, they got BDE. high fives to them, right? I mean, we're in, right? We're supporting the BDEers here. I just want to say the Tom Renz Show, we support people with BDE, whether they're male, female, female that pretend to be male, male that pretend to be female, or people that pretend to be cats. I still support you if you have BDE. If you pretend to be a cat and want to pee in a litter box, I think you might have some sort of mental disorder, but you know, we're still okay with supporting your BDE because it's an important thing. But, you know, when we look at this speaker thing, by the way, speaking of BDE, Gates, how about his Trump vote for speaker? How about that one? Yeah, how about that? When we talk about this, we're seeing some people who are willing to stand up. And this is really the victory that occurred in the 2022 election, right? The 2022 election, it was lots of fraud, all sorts of problems, all sorts of issues all over the place. You know, Mitch McConnell did everything in his power to pull funding and to pull support from any Republican that was not a rhino. I mean, this was... 2022 was a complete civil war for the Republican Party, and it was a civil war between the Mitch McConnell rhinos and the conservatives, the patriots, the people who actually wanted to stand for America. And, you know, that civil war was, interestingly enough, fought between people who either had BDE or were Mitch McConnell, who is the antithesis of BDE. If BDE is a thing, Mitch McConnell is the impotence of BDE. He's the guy that needs the Viagra to come close to BDE. And I don't even think that would help him. I'm sorry, we might be a little off color here, just a little bit. But I mean, you know. Limp is one word that comes to mind when I think of Mitch McConnell. I'm sorry, folks. I really should be better than this. I really, really should, but I'm not. And I'm not actually really sorry. But, you know. Okay, so I kind of like this. Mitch McConnell is the limp something of BDE. All right, we're going with that. What is the medical diagnosis there for that? I'm gonna have to come up with that. Mitch McConnell is a erectile disorder of ED. Mitch McConnell is the ED of Republican Party and the ED of the BDE movement. I love it. Okay. So my friend Seth Keschel calls it electoral dysfunction. it was close enough, but I'm going to start referring to Mitch McConnell as the ED of the Republican Party because he certainly is lacking in any sort of BDE anything unless it comes to selling out to China for his wife, which I'm pretty sure is not BDE. Okay, so we've had a lot more conversation on this than what I had originally planned, but you know, it's all good. It seems like a good conversation, and you know, I'm really having fun with this show. I really am, and I hope you're having fun too. We got to have fun with this, right? So I spend every day fighting bad guys, and it's serious, serious business, right? I mean, I was talking about some lawsuits today that are potentially huge. I was managing some lawsuits that are huge. You know, we're talking about ways, saving people's lives, fighting for our freedom. And it doesn't get any more serious than that. So if we can't have some fun here and there, well, it's a little bit rough, right? And honestly, I want everybody to feel good and to have a smile because God's going to win this in the end. And we're just going to do our best to facilitate that happening sooner. So anyways, back to Mitch McConnell being the ED of the Republican Party. He's supporting Kevin McCarthy. His wife is supporting Kevin McCarthy. The World Economic Forum. I mean, this guy's listed as a member of the World Economic Forum. I said in a past show, I said, I don't know, what kind of a guy Kevin McCarthy is, but I know that when you're being supported this much by the establishment, it really concerns me, right? It really concerns me. So I have a lot of concerns about McCarthy, and I appreciate very much the BDE being expressed by the group of conservative patriot Republicans that actually have the courage to go to Washington and do what they said they're going to do. They actually went there, and maybe it's because they've only been there for 5 minutes, but they still haven't sold out. And the fact that they've been there for a couple days and not sold out, well, that makes them better than 90% of the people there who sold out within, 90 seconds of getting to DC. So let's hear it for BDE. Let's hear it for Lauren Boebert. Let's hear it for Matt Gaetz. Let's hear it for Kari Lake. Let's hear it for all these guys that are actually standing for something, and let's support them, right? I don't care how all this turns out. Well, I do care how all this turns out. I hope it turns out that we have a great, great speaker. At the time I'm recording this, we do not have a speaker. And, I guess we'll see what happens. But I hope we've got the best person imaginable. And I hope that this all works out well. And I think that the key here is, how do we ensure that that BDE continues to exist, right? Because at the end of the day, I want people doing this every single time they have an opportunity. I want conservatives and patriots to make their voice heard, and I want it to be painful. When it comes to passing a budget bill, shut it down if you need to shut it down. I don't care if the government shut down for 10 years. That just means they can't do more stupid crap. Our government spends so much money and so much time wasting money that the best thing they could do is shut down. I want people who are willing to stand on principle, not sell out. I want people who are willing to stand for America. We didn't vote. I mean, listen, if you voted for someone, you're like, listen, I want you to go to Washington, sell out, do whatever you can for everybody in the country. And if you make my life a living hell, if you destroy my economy, if you destroy America, then great. Does anybody say that? Is that how we vote? Is that where we are? We're just, well, if you voted for half the Democrats, you did. And well, all of the Democrats. And if you voted for half the Republicans, you did. E.D. McConnell, he's pushing this everywhere he can. It's really, really something that we've got to deal with. And the only way to defeat this ED that is permeating, I think McConnell, as a leader of ED in the Republican Party, is that a title? It's Speaker of the House, Senate Minority Leader, ED Leader. Yeah, ED Leader McConnell. That seems like a hashtag. I think that should trend somewhere. ED Leader McConnell. That's an official. I think we came up with an official title in the Republican Party. ED Leader McConnell. I don't know that anybody can ever replace him in that. But ED Leader McConnell. This guy. You can't negotiate with him any more than you can negotiate with any other rotten human beings. You just have to beat them, right? And it's just reality. We the Republicans, have to beat the rhinos that are trying to destroy our party. If you're a Republican, and I say we, but man, I'm barely a Republican. I voted Republican. I signed up for the Republican Party the last election so that I could vote in the primary. I've always been unaffiliated with the parties prior to that because I don't really like either of them, right? I mean, they're both corrupt. But when you've got people like ED Leader McConnell, there's no reason, it's no wonder, right? But I also realized that if I didn't sign up, if I didn't participate, then, I'm not helping, right? So I needed to do that, and that's what I did. But we've got to purge the ED people, right? We need to replace the ED people with the BDE people. And I think that's really the key here, right? This is a maybe this like what do they call it? The great replacement theory, right? We're doing the great replacement theory. I think it'll be great if we replace all the ED Republicans with BDE Republicans. So that's our theme here, right? Get rid of the ED, replace it with BDE, because everybody prefers BDE over ED. And McConnell and the RINOs are the embodiment of ED. They are the erectile dysfunction of the Republican Party. Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, I mean, Murkowski, what's her name up in Maine? I mean, yeah, listen, these are the ED. These are the erectile dysfunction of the Republican Party. And we just can't deal with it anymore. We've got to address this. It's just that simple. So kudos to my new favorite rep. What's his name? Byron Donalds. Kudos to Byron Donalds for the BDE. If I may go to Florida, where his district is, register as a Democrat and vote for him 8 times in the next election. Okay, I'm joking about that. But you should register for the Genesis HOCL. Genesis HOCL is an atomizer. Put stuff up in the air that kills germs, so when your kids come home coughing and hacking, they don't spread it to you. If you use the promo code out loud at checkout, you get like a 20%, a huge discount, huge discount, 20%, I think. And it's a great product. I use it. My children bring home their germs and diseases. And so we crank that thing up so that they don't share it, because I don't want it. And, you know, they're kids. They're always germy. That's what children do. So, but you got to use out loud code at checkout to get that big discount and also to support our network. I mean, listen, Out Loud Network, we're a team, we're a family, we're fighting, and we're fighting for you. We need your support. So check that out, and we will be right back.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly, acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products: toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track in an easy, effective, and very tasty way, switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
Okay, welcome back. So during the break, I was educated. My amazing producer has informed me that in addition to BDE, there is something else called SDE. I don't really fully understand SDE at this point, but I think it's kind of the opposite of BDE, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I'm sticking with BDE and ED, and we've got ED Leader McConnell. I really think ED Leader McConnell is really a both appropriate and wonderful, wonderful way of looking at things, because what could be more ED than McConnell? Well, and speaking of that, you know, I was having fun with that first segment, and I decided that we should really examine this more and further, right? Because this is a crucial thing that we need to really, I think, dig into. It's culturally critical, and plus, we always want to reach new audiences. And yeah, I think that since this is kind of a younger thing, right? We get these acronyms and these text things and these things that stand for things. And I'm an old man, right? I'm an old, ugly, cranky, grumpy man. So this might be an opportunity for me to reach some younger audiences, right? So some of the younger people get the kiddos involved here, because yeah, it's definitely more hip, which when you think of hip, you definitely think of me. And that's because you think of a hip fracture. Anyways, so in terms of the BDE, you have to look around. I think we should talk about this in society, because we have people who are fighting for our country. We have people who have courage and who are standing, and we've got to support them, right? These are the BDE crowd. And as I said, BDE does not necessarily implicate men. And maybe this is evidence of the whole transgender thing. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I mean, there's a lot of women out there that seem to be more BDE than a lot of the men. I mean, for example, I couldn't list a human being on this planet who is more likely to represent the ED side rather than the BDE side of the universe than, say, Bill Gates, right? I mean, just thinking about him creates ED. I mean, just in terms of the naturally, in terms of, you know, we're using this as an analogy. We're not saying, you know, in the literal sense, although that probably applies. You know, the guy's, he's just kind of this wormy little weenie that doesn't really do anything. He, you know, he's pulling strings behind the scenes. You know, he made his money in a kind of a shady way, in my opinion. And, I mean, doesn't really have the courage to stand up or speak out. You know, just everything about this guy is not BDE, right? This is the opposite of an alpha male. So I suppose I'm leveraging my toxic masculinity here, but you know, it's all good. So you know, in the ED category, we definitely have Bill Gates. In the BDE category. Well, and I think Bill Gates identifies as a male. I'm not sure, but I think so. But on the ED side, you've got, for example, Candace Owens. I mean, Candace Owens, this woman's a stud in the girl sense, you know. Just really like her, right? She's definitely on the BDE side of things. She fights. She's outspoken. She's got courage. I mean, and, you know... That's even without the black male privilege at the University of Arizona says that black males have. Even as a black female, she's willing to do this. Isn't that incredible? BDE from an unprivileged class of people is amazing, right? Because we know that there's privileged class and unprivileged class, because the University of Arizona has informed us, by the way. If you missed the other show, University of Arizona did inform us that black men are privileged now, much like white men. There's a whole list. You should refer to the other show. I'm sure it's on podcast somewhere. But, you know, just this way you got to tune in every day, right? If you miss a day, you miss a lot. We try and make sure that we provide a great deal of education and knowledge. And, you know, like if you weren't listening today, you wouldn't have learned about BD, or that we have decided that Senate Minority Leader McConnell is the Republican ED leader. I mean, you know, what an incredible title. So, but Candace Owens, definitely BDE. You know, the lady, she fights, she's a hero, she's outspoken. I mean, I just absolutely love listening to what she does, right? Bill Gates, ED for sure. Yuval Noah Harari. I mean, do you get any more ED than that? I mean, this guy's out there talking about ending genders and the fiction of Jesus Christ. And I mean, he is. I don't know, some sort of an attachment to Klaus Schwab's rear end. Klaus Schwab, who is both the embodiment or picture of human genitalia and also another ED human being. You know, these guys who, yeah, they try and pull strings behind the scenes. They try and act as though they've got something to offer this world. And really the only thing that they have to offer is their silence. I mean, if they would shut up and quit trying to destroy the world, we'd like things a lot better. But Yuval Noah Harari, you know, the advisor to Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, who continues to push for the end of religion and, you know, for human and machine merger, whatever that is, and all this sorts of nonsense. And these guys like central bank digital currency, which, by the way, is why you should go to bh-pm.com and tell them Tom Wren sent you. Buy yourself some gold because you're going to need that. Sorry, little promo. But yeah, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, who always reminds me of the human genitalia. We'll leave it at that. But I think that the ED title really fits him and Yuval Noah Harari, neither of which strike me as anything even closely resembling BDE, which, again, for those of you that missed the beginning of the show, you're going to have to look up what the acronym stands for. But it definitely makes me cool now because I'm using the word, well, the acronym BDE. So, by the way, we're making you all cool. Any of you listening that are old people like me and want to be cool, well, I am here to serve. That's what we're doing. And by the way, that's what I get up in the morning for, is to be cool. I generally wake up and think, how can I be cool today? But this is an important thing, and this is the difference between the heroes in our society and the people nobody likes, really. Right now, let's look at the media, right? Tucker Carlson is exhibiting massive BDE on a daily basis. The guy is out there, he's talking about things, he's sharing truth, he's standing for things. He doesn't care that the leftists hate him, he doesn't care that anybody is, you know, a fan or not a fan. Basically, he just keeps fighting and he keeps doing it the right way. It's Tucker Carlson, BDE. We like this guy. Good dude, right? Let's compare that with Sean Hannity, who I always thought I liked, but apparently has decided to join the Mitch McConnell ED side of the party. He's avoided the vaccine conversation. And reports are that, you know, he did it because he said, well, yeah, but look at all the good we can do on other issues. So you're going to sell out on killing people so that you can do good on other issues? Do you have a conscience? I don't know. Or this McCarthy thing, you know, I mean, he's just out there having a fit. I mean, what he did with Boebert to me was not an acceptable thing. And I have not said much about Hannity because I really did always like listening to him. But here's the thing. The way he treated Boebert was absolutely unacceptable to me. I think it was just garbage, right? Just garbage. We can't silence conservatives in the Republican Party. We can't try and push him. And that's what he was doing. He's basically saying, shut up and take a seat. Just do what you're supposed to do. Well, who the hell are you? You're a broadcaster. You run for GOP or for the House. You run for the Senate. You do something. Then you tell him, you know, you can sit down and shut up if you want. But don't, you know, take someone who's busted her butt, who's fought like hell to get reelected against a whole bunch of election fraud, and tell her that she's got to shut her little mouth and take a seat. Who do you think you are? You're a newscaster. Are you suing anybody? Are you fighting anybody? What are you doing other than selling out to keep your position? You're going to tell someone who's fighting like that to shut up? I got an issue with that. You know, I hope Hannity apologizes. I really do, because I always did like him, and I want to like him. But, you know, I just can't. I can't support that. I just, you know, if you're going to be that kind of a guy, then I'm done with you. You know, so we'll see what happens with this whole thing. But what we're seeing right now, I think, is a critical thing, because what we're seeing is a lot of people showing their true colors. Right now, you've got the BDE versus the ED parts of the Republican Party, and that's the Rhinos versus the Patriots, basically. And it's a surprisingly small number of Patriots, but now I'm not going to say that voting for McCarthy makes you a non-Patriot, because I don't know that I agree with that, right? Yeah, MTG has been a rock-solid Patriot, good person, generally have liked what she's done. She's taken a lot of fight. You know, I mean, she's a BDE, no question about it. Now, she's supporting McCarthy. Does that mean I got an issue with her? No, not at all. Not at all. You know, she's doing what she thinks right. Now, I don't understand it, but again, I don't know McCarthy. I don't know the insides of what's going on here. I can only see what I see. And I also, you know, I mean, I distrust anybody who's tied in with the WEF. If you're tied or have anything to do with those anti-American scumbag commie monsters, I want nothing to do with you. Okay. If I could avoid buying any products from any company that's WEF tied, I'd be thrilled. Unfortunately, they own almost every company on the planet. So, you know, this whole thing is an interesting thing. What I do know is, you know, it's funny to me, this whole Gates thing, you know, Gates and his push for Trump, Steve Bannon backed it. You know, Steve Bannon apparently liked that idea. We'll see what happens, I guess. But what I do know is that I think it's necessary for us to continue to support the BDE crowd and to continue to castigate those that aren't. Because if you don't have the courage to stand for something in the political world, then I have no reason to vote for you. I would rather have someone who I disagreed with than someone who I couldn't trust. This is why Donald Trump was so popular. This is also why some of his people are asking questions right now. And I say that as a diehard Trump supporter. I really like a lot of what he did. Not everything. There were a few things that I hated. I mean, his stance on the vaccine is completely unacceptable to me. It's going to be used against him. Project Warp Speed, anybody? But, you know, the Donald did a great job and as good as I think anybody could do in his position. But the BDE was the key. You know, the BDE was the reason that he was able to do that and the reason that people supported him. This is a very, very clear thing. People like fighters. People universally like people who will stand for something. Now, you may not be able to do like they do, and you may disagree with them, but there's a certain level of respect that you get if you're willing to stand for something. On the other side of that are most politicians. There's a reason that nobody likes politicians. It's because they stand for nothing. ED leader McConnell stands for whatever is going to pad his own pocket. His wife is a sellout to China, it looks like. He is a sellout to China, it looks like. I mean, what does he stand for? It's certainly not Republican principles. What's he stand for? Small government? No, just pass the omnibus bill. Does he stand for, I don't know, Second Amendment? Nope. There were gun control measures in that bill. Well, maybe he stands for a strong American economy. Well, no, he passed that Green New Deal bill. What does he stand for? Why would anybody vote for ED leader McConnell? Why? He stands for nothing. He backs that. And you know, the reason we're spending so much time on this is I'm hoping that y'all are listening, right? So when I speak publicly or when I stand for something as an attorney or as a human being, I take a position, right? And sometimes, you know, I because I don't know everything. So sometimes I say my position is, well, I don't know yet. And then, you know, I'll take a position when I'm there. But the things that I have an opinion on, I take that position publicly and I stand behind it. And, you know, interestingly enough, I actually tell you what I stand for and then I fight for it because I believe in it. That's what people are looking for. That's why so many people are supporting these guys who are standing up on the speaker issue, right? They're being supported because they're standing for something. They're standing on principle. They're willing to fight. That's what we need. We need fighters. We need heroes. We need warriors. We need angry Vikings willing to stand for something. Not cowards, not spineless wussies, not the ED crowd. Okay, we don't need them. We don't want them. Nobody likes them. You know, if you are the living embodiment of erectile dysfunction like Mitch McConnell or Mitt Romney, you're not someone that we want. You're not someone we like. I don't identify as an ED Republican. I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. And, you know, I can identify however I want, right? Right now, I kind of feel like a 90-year-old African-American woman who had 3 children, even though I didn't have any of that and none of it's true. But I guess it doesn't matter. I can identify however I want. I'm sorry. I keep having to apologize. I say things that are just totally inappropriate, and I feel almost like I'm politically incorrect at times, and it's not acceptable. So I apologize to any offended snowflakes. And I apologize so much that I'm going to ask you to go to tomrenz.com. Go to tomrenz.com and support my sponsors. Sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for my Substack. Buy that gold from bh-pm.com. Tell them that Tom Renz sent you. It'll keep you safe with upcoming digital currency. It'll help. I like it. I think it's a great, great investment. Gold and silver, it's the way to go right now. Andrew Sorcini over at bhspm.com is a great dude. And if you tell him I sent you, you're supporting me. And if you support me, I can fight more bad guys using BDE against their ED. I intend to use as much BDE as humanly possible to defeat the ED crowd. And that is what we do here. I think that might even be something new with our show theme, promoting BDE every day to defeat the ED crowd, the Tom Renz Show. I think that's good. Listen, if you support me, we fight. Go to tomrenz.com, sign up, support my sponsors, and thank you so much. We'll be right back.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. We know you because we are you. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. We are America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cold and flu season is here. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to minimize airborne viral threats? Well, now there is, and it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray called Cofix RX. You might even say it's just what the doctor ordered. To reduce your chance of getting hurt, you wear a safety belt when you're driving. To limit sun damage, you wear sunscreen on the beach. Cofix RX is just like that. It's an additional layer of protection. It's sold by thousands of pharmacists and medical doctors nationwide. It's made right here in the USA. Again, it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray. You've heard them talk about it here on the Out Loud Network over and over again. Check out CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com for a retailer near you, or use coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off at CofixRx.com.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the show that embraces and supports BDE all over the place. The Tom Renz Show, where we actively fight to end ED Republicans. Or ED Democrats, which I view to be the opposite of BDE. We've learned all about BDE today. Folks, when this show is over, you will have mastered BDE. And I'm quite excited about that because it's an important topic and we need to promote BDE people. So anyways, how many of you like cancer? I didn't see any hands go up, but I wouldn't see any anyways. It's the radio. It's a terrible thing. I've lost people who I love to it. And I mean, nobody goes through life without knowing somebody that's faced it. It's an absolutely horrific disease. And it's tragic every time it hits. Well, do y'all recall in 2021, I think it was, I don't know, whenever it was that I did the round table with Senator Johnson. If you haven't seen that, it's worth looking up. I talked about the military numbers, the DMED numbers, and which, by the way, still have not been refuted by anybody. No credible in person has refuted it. The only thing we've had is we've had a couple of statements. One statement from the DOD that said that there was a glitch in the system, but nothing under oath. And in fact, they wouldn't speak about it. There's nothing under oath, even when it was brought up in a trial. There's just literally been no response to this whatsoever, right? So within those numbers, and at that hearing, I talked about the potential for the COVID jabs to cause cancer. At that point, and at that time, no one had talked about it at all, except for Dr. Ryan Cole had mentioned that he was seeing some strange things. Dr. Ryan Cole is a absolutely brilliant guy. He's a guy that I really have enjoyed the conversations I've had with, and has, you know, just been way ahead of the curve on this. He's one of the guys who's been outspoken and really fought on this. Well, lo and behold, we see now coming out of the UK, because God knows we don't care about truth in the United States, and right on the heels of Damar Hamlin, we see confirmed COVID boosters trigger metastasis, cancer, for those of you that don't know, or to take Rush's phrase, those of you in Rio Linda. I've never been to Rio Linda, but I always found it funny when Rush consistently made fun of it. We don't have a Rio Linda for me. I suppose when I was growing up, we had a little town near us called Rocky Ridge, and actually it was a nice little place and the people were really nice, but everybody would make fun of it. So maybe it's the people of Rocky Ridge. No, I'm kidding. I love Rocky Ridge. But anyways, yeah. Cancer. So we're seeing it. They're starting to recognize it. It's getting out there. We've seen skyrocketing rates of cancer. And this is legitimately part of what you see with the jab. You see an increased risk of cancer and you see far more aggressive cancer with it. Now, Dr. Cole had some really interesting theories on why this may be the case or how this may work. But at the end of the day, I don't really care how it works. I just know this. The numbers have indicated that there is a signal. It looks like this causes cancer or increases the severity of cancer. And no one has been able to argue against that. We've got your conspiracy theorist. You know, we've been called the conspiracy theorist. We've been told that... well, we don't know why that would be, but they also don't know how the vaccines work to help prevent COVID. We know that because Pfizer admitted it in their filings. So there's not really been anybody that's been able to argue against what we're saying here, right? There's no counter argument. There's no debate. There's no, hey, maybe this is wrong because of this signal. No. We have a very clear signal. And by the way, let me explain a signal, right? So statistics, I'm not a statistician. I just, you know, I know a little bit about a few things here and there. Yeah, but within the realm of statistics, people look for something called signals. Signals mean, hey, look here, there's something to note. There's something worth looking at. Maybe it's a spike in the trend. Maybe it's an aberration in a line, whatever. It's a signal. So there's plenty of signals suggesting that we need to look at cancer in the jabs. We're not looking at it. We're trying very hard not to, but it's happening, and it's happening on a massive, massive scale. And I don't know what could be worse than that, right? I mean, I know there's a lot of terrible things that come from these jabs, but cancer is really a nightmare. And we know, based on what we're seeing, that there's a legitimate question to be asked. But much like Damar Hamlin, which I did hear today that he may be moving or functioning a little bit more. I'm praying that that's the case. I hope this guy recovers. But much like Damar Hamlin, you know, we don't want to consider that this might be related to the jab. We got to cover it up. We got to hide it. And who cares about the people dying or being poisoned or who will be poisoned because they still believe the lies about the Fauci jab being put out by the federal government and all of their acolytes and little ED people in the media. Well, this is really just another terrible thing related to these jabs, and we just keep finding more and more and more of these. I don't know if you heard this, but I reported this quite a while ago. So when the Pfizer documents first started coming out, the first post-authorization report that dropped, and that dropped a long time ago, and when it first dropped, they didn't have the 9 pages of side effects, but within the report, if you dug in there, it noted that a number of people who had gotten the jab actually came down with herpes. That's right, folks. Get the jab, get herpes. Now, you know, listen, I'm not able to explain to you why that's an issue. I just know that in the Pfizer documents released by the federal government, produced by Pfizer, it said that a bunch of people who got the jab got herpes. Why? Don't know, don't care. I just know I don't want the jab because I don't want herpes. I don't want cancer. I don't want a heart attack or 2 heart attacks after I get bumped playing football. I don't want anything to do with this jab. It is dangerous. It is poisonous. It is the most dangerous product that's ever been put out for consumers for any extended period of time. And it's the only product that I could point to in American history that no one wanted to take action against in the federal government, even after they knew that it was killing everybody. Corruption, anybody? This is why we need more BDE in the people elected to Congress. This is why we need people willing to stand, willing to fight, and who are not wussy, spineless little cowards. I want people who stand. So, Zach Voorhees, right? He's a whistleblower, worked with Google, and he's reported that Google has programmed what's essentially a woke AI to censor the internet, right? The censorship at Google is at another level. I mean, Google is incredibly powerful, incredibly powerful. If you want to find something on the internet, I mean, Google can manipulate their results and they can manipulate the indexing in a way that can affect other search engines. It's hard to find a search engine that will actually search. DuckDuckGo seems to have sold out entirely. I don't know for sure, but you know, I'm certainly not getting the results on there that I used to get. And, you know, here's the thing. So as a person who's, you know, I got a few connections. I got a few people I talk to, right? So I will have people tell me, you know, you can find this, you can find this, you can find this. And it's from their websites or, you know, one of our fellow Patriot websites or friends or doctors or whatever. And so I know it's out there and I'll run those searches and, you know, Google censors it naturally. But when I run DuckDuckGo searches, I'm also seeing censorship there. It's horrendous. So Google's a nightmare. And if this is in fact true, which I have no reason to doubt that it would be, it looks like it's true to me, this is a real serious issue, right? Now, what I really want to know is, did Google program the AI, or did the FBI and the CIA and the intel agencies come in and tell Google to program the AI to censor anything that's not woke, right? By the way, speaking of BDE and ED, if you work at Google, you probably are the embodiment of ED. Think of Bill Gates, but maybe younger. That's your standard Google employee in many cases. I mean, you talk about a woke disaster of a culture. I mean, these guys, Google's what happens when you take a bunch of guys that didn't get beat up enough on the playground and put them together and give them some power. I mean, it's just a nightmare. By the way, no, I am not officially advocating to beat people up on the playground. We are nonviolent here, but you know, there's a few guys that probably should have been beat up more on the playground. Anyways, yeah. So Google, not the home of BDE. It would really make me laugh if we could get Google ED to trend somewhere, because I mean, it just, you know, with all the censorship, if you know, Twitter is now letting certain things trend. That'd be funny to me. That and Republican ED leader McConnell. If we get ED leader McConnell to trend, that would also be hilarious. I don't know. I just feel like there's got to be some meme, something we can do with that. But anyways, I don't want to digress here, because this censorship, and particularly an AI censorship, is really a scary, scary thing. You know, I mean, if our government is in fact asking that they create automated artificial intelligence software tools to censor people based on an algorithm, based on an artificial intelligence mind, that's a little bit scary. You talk about unchecked. You talk about unchecked censorship. That's not even subject to human review. That's just a machine deciding what we should and shouldn't see. Really? Does that seem like a good idea to anybody? Does anybody really want a computer to decide what you should and shouldn't see based on what some weeny little ED programmer decided was their political view? Does this seem even reasonable to me? Doesn't. I mean, I can't get my head around this. How could this be acceptable to anybody? But if you're a lunatic leftist, you don't want dissent. You don't want people to be exposed to anything that could be dissent. And, you know, you just want to keep pushing your ED opinions on everybody. So I think this is really a critical thing. We need to get to what's going on at Facebook. Speaking of ED, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, anybody, he's like the younger version of Bill Gates, and also the younger embodiment of ED, as opposed to BDE. But, Facebook and Google together, those two, you know, we know there's been all sorts of reports. If you don't think that the crooks at the FBI and DOJ and the rest of our federal government have infiltrated them and are doing the same thing they did at Twitter, but even more, I got news for you. And given the amount of money that we spend with some of these technology companies, to suggest that this is anything other than government action is absurd to me. It's just absolutely a government action. It's absolutely being used to censor political opponents, anything else. We've got to do something to take this back. We've got to free this up. I'd love to find a very good search engine that was not actually ran by a bunch of ED wussy weenie programmers that needed beat up. So reports are that Trump has shifted up a bit in his tone relating to the House Speaker. I don't know what's going on with that. I think there's some things happening behind the scenes. There's got to be at this point, because, I mean, we've gotten through, I don't know, even know how many failed votes. And I'm going to be real interested to see how this all comes out. time we're recording. We don't have that answer, but I do know that I'm excited to see where it goes. Speaking of the jab and cancer, Democrat Senator Bob Casey just announced that he had cancer. Let's pray for him. I hope that it's not from the jab, and I hope that he heals soon. But that's one of the potential side effects, whether you like it or not. Lots of other random things happening that I think are really important. One of the things that kind of makes me smile. So one of my sponsors at TomRens.com is MyPillow, which if you're going to buy MyPillow, use Rens in the promo code because that helps me. But one of the things happening there is Bed Bath & Beyond is running out of money. They could go bankrupt. Does anybody remember them canceling MyPillow because, you know, that evil Mike Lindell guy? By the way, Lindell's a good dude. Yeah, I've talked to him a few times, shaken his hand a bunch of times, spent some time with him. He's just a good dude. I get good vibes from him. He's an interesting character. I've seen him, you know, I've been with him when he's done some of his election stuff. He really is a very, very brilliant guy. That's something I don't think a lot of people realize. One of the biggest issues that Lindell has is communicating in a way that a normal person can understand. I mean, he does a great job of it, but I mean, he is a really brilliant mind. And man, stuff he knows and can figure out is just scary stuff. So I don't know if Lindell sells it, but you should be buying Kofix. Okay, America Out Loud does support it. And if you use Out Loud at the checkout code, you're going to get a discount. I need you to buy some Kofix because if you're getting sick and you use Kofix, it won't stick around as long. I like it. It helped me, right? I used it. Just recently, I was fighting a cold, used it, no problem, right? It washes your sinuses. It just like you wash your hands, they're gunky and germ-filled. This washes your sinuses. It's a great product. And if you use Out Loud at the checkout, you not only get a big discount, but you also help the America Out Loud Network, which we need to do. We got to support this. So go get yourself some Kofix. Support America Out Loud by using Out Loud at the checkout and get yourself a discount. And until tomorrow, thank you. We'll have more stuff. And keep fighting with that BDE.